From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he will speak by telephone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he calls the very dangerous situation with North Korea. Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the U.S. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis says that while there are military options available, diplomacy is the focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
An editorial in the Global Times, meantime, says China will not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. The heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea makes backup noise and background noise, that is, to those living in South Korean capital Seoul. And the AP bureau chief there, Foster Klug, says the recent back and forth does have some people concerned.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic. When he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North, the South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
For many in the residence in Seoul, the crisis seems like another act in the ongoing Korean political drama that ultimately plays out as it has in the past, with sound and fury and no restraint. It is official. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Electoral Commission says 79% of the voters turned out. This is VOA News.